From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, February 6th. Coming up, a conversation with Sanford Hess, who's running for the Democratic ticket for Champaign County Executive. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois farmers are pushing to protect their land from construction for carbon dioxide pipelines. A statewide pause on CO2 pipeline construction is set to expire this July. Steve Hess is a fifth-generation farmer from Bushnell in west central Illinois. He says a few years ago, a land agent for a company approached him offering to buy part of his land for a pipeline project.
But he talked about how that, you know, if you don't sign up with this, and if our project is approved by the Illinois Commerce Commission, we can just use eminent domain and take your property. That hit me wrong.
He pushed the Illinois Farm Bureau to support a Senate bill that would stop private companies from seizing land to build pipelines. The 2026 Winter Olympics are officially underway. Among the athletes competing for Team USA are several with ties to Illinois, including four players on the women's hockey team. Two of the team's veteran leaders, Hillary Knight and Kendall Coyne Schofield, come from suburban Lake Forest and Palos Heights, respectively. And two of the younger up-and-coming players, Abby Murphy and Tessa Janicki, are by way of Evergreen Park and Warren. Sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says this is the most anticipated U.S. squad yet.
They also are expected to win the gold because they beat Canada in the rivalry series that was just recent. And the other fact is everyone can't wait for this to happen. This is the youngest and fastest U.S. team on the ice.
The team opened up their slate of Olympic Games yesterday morning when they matched up with Czechia in the preliminary round. A Bloomington-based research institute is recruiting 48 families in central Illinois for a study exploring alternative forms of treatment for substance use disorder. Dr. Tess Drzdowski is on the research team at the Chestnut Health System's Lighthouse Institute. She says the study will offer free services for young adults for 6 months.
They get connected with a peer recovery support specialist who has been trained by us to also provide educational, vocational skill building.
The study will also bring virtual services for the caregivers of the young adults. A nonprofit that pushes for development in the St. Louis region took several public officials on out-of-state trips to data centers. Emails obtained by St. Louis public radio show Greater St. Louis, Inc. took public officials from several municipalities to a Google hyperscale data center in Nebraska. The nonprofit organized the trip and paid for officials' hotel rooms and ground transportation. Three Ameren officials joined the group. Troy, Illinois City Administrator Jay Keevan went on the trip. He says he walked away still skeptical of data centers.
I see the benefits. I also see the concerns. And my goal would be to figure out through ordinances how we can mitigate the concerns and still receive the benefits.
A Greater St. Louis Inc. spokesperson says other trips have taken place but did not specify how many, who attended them, or where they went. Still to come, a conversation with Sanford Hess, who's running for the Democratic ticket for Champaign County Executive. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with a high of 38 degrees and a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 12 degrees, north wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 26 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 18 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 35 degrees, with a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we continue our conversations with candidates for the U.S. Senate. Democrat Christopher Swan grew up in Chicago and spent a decade working at an anti-hunger nonprofit. If you have questions, leave a message at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on The 21st Show. At 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Early voting in Champaign County started yesterday, and Democrats here will choose from two candidates for county executive, Sanford Hess and Michelle Jett. The Champaign County executive is responsible for day-to-day operations of the county administration. IPM Student Newsroom's Leilee Nazarva spoke with both candidates about why they're interested in this role. Here's a conversation with Sanford Hess.
To begin, could you please introduce yourself for our listeners and explain why you want to become the next Champaign County executive?
I've served in government administration for more than 30 years. Most of the time that I've been working was as a government consultant, but recently I was the head of IT for the city of Urbana for 10 years, from 2013 to 2024. When I left the city, I figured that my time working in public service was done and I was returning to consulting. But what's going on in our country, and even down at our local level, motivated me to get involved and put myself back into this effort. I think that government administration is an incredibly important part of getting the work done for everyday residents, voters, and taxpayers, and I'm here to give myself toward that effort.
I know you just mentioned your background in City of Urbana IT and administration, so I want to ask, how do you think it would shape your approach to this role?
I've worked within governments for a long time. As a consultant, I helped financial departments move from one software package to another. In the city of Urbana, I was responsible for all IT and I worked with all government departments in the city. Ultimately, what I'm trying to do in this role is bring my expertise in getting work done in government to the county. The county has a lot of challenges, and I believe that I have the right background and experience to make a difference in this role.
Speaking of challenges, what do you see as the greatest challenges Champaign County is facing right now or maybe will face in the next few years? And how do you think county leadership should prepare and address these issues?
The challenges that we face are related to our finances, our employees, and our facilities, as well as all of the other challenges that counties and across the state and local governments across the country are facing. So with finances, we have a structural deficit, as we are told by the county board, and that's something that we need to manage and work on. And there are efforts beginning on that, so I applaud those and support them. With employees, we are part of an ongoing wave of retirements of longtime county workers, as this is happening across the country. And so what we need to work on there is making sure that we're supporting our workforce and bringing in new people to the workforce who might not be looking at government careers. So we need to make the county an excellent place to work so that we can attract new people. And from a facilities perspective, even though we've recently moved into the Bennett Administrative Center, we need to focus on the courthouse and planning for future years. These are long-term efforts, and there's no easy solutions, but these are all things that we need to focus on.
For undecided voters, what's one thing you would like them to understand about how you would lead as county executive?
The biggest difference that I would say between myself, my opponent, and the current county executive's office is that I would lead with transparency and openness and explaining to people why we're making these changes. One thing that has really come up is from the January County Board meeting, decisions are being proposed without full financial support for what the rationale is, without people explaining what the options that were considered, and without a good explanation of what the current problem is that we're trying to solve. These are all important things to get across so that the county board can make an informed decision and that the residents can understand why these decisions are being made. So I'm going to be first and foremost with presenting information to people to justify why we're doing things so that they can better understand and not stop and worry that we're wasting money or wasting time. We need to explain more of what we're doing to people clearly and openly.
That's Sanford Hess, who's running for the Democratic ticket for Champaign County Executive. He spoke with IPM Student Newsroom's Leilee Nazarva. Hess is running against Michelle Jett. Our interview with Jett aired yesterday. You can find it on our website, ipmnewsroom.org, and on the 217 Today podcast. The primary election takes place March 17th. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Abisola Dehunsi, Noah Jennings, Leila Nizarva, Eric Stock, Kayvon Mansouri, and Kate Grumke. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.